Saturday and Sunday. This show will be heard this coming Saturday and Sunday right at 10 a.m. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Listen to this station ID. All right, we got to do that, and it's a joy to do that. I mentioned at the top of the show that we are celebrating this show, Living the Good Life. We will celebrate our 10th anniversary, and it so happens it's coming out on Easter Sunday, April 16th, 2017. Our first show was the middle of April 2007. 10-year anniversary. It ends up right on Resurrection Day. Betty, how exciting is that? And Betty, how much more exciting, Angel, is that Betty is going to be here with us for 10 days during that time. Can I hear a big amen from you, Angel?
Amen. I'm excited.
Betty, she said she wants to hang out with you. She's looking forward to it.
Well, I'm doing a little dancing up here because I think the Lord has given us the ability to come together on this particular anniversary show, and it's something miraculous is going to happen.
Yes.
During that time, I don't know. I don't have a clue, but I just, in my spirit, I've seen it happen before, and it's just, you know, Jesus is going to come down, and he's going to show off, and mighty things are, not because I'm coming, but because the Lord. This is Resurrection Sunday, and it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so amazing, mind-blowing. And we are going to start the day on Easter Sunday with a very special service at Dunedin Causeway, directly across from the bathrooms on the Causeway Road right there. And we found out through the years it's better to have the service at 9 a.m. after the big churches have done their sunrise service and they're gone. So our service will be at 9 a.m. on Resurrection Sunday. Look for my little red convertible Mini Cooper and you'll find us, probably the only red Mini Cooper convertible right there across from the bathrooms at the Causeway on Resurrection Sunday. We're going to have great music. We're going to have the Word. We're going to have sharing from different ones. It's going to be a powerful service, 9 a.m., followed by a little brunch and a celebration of our 10th anniversary for the radio show. And then everybody's welcome to congregate right here at Tan Talk, where I am right now in the radio station, 706 North Myrtle. Anybody's welcome to join us that day as we celebrate 10 years on the air. I want to publicly thank Ed Davis, who is the main engineer here, and also Lola, the owner, and then Dave, who was her husband, who passed away about 3 years ago, and for allowing us all these years on the air and the freedom to declare and teach the Word. It is amazing, and we are humbled and blessed to have been on the air already 10 years, 10 more to go or more, however many we're going to go, God knows. Or if Jesus comes back sooner, then I guess we'll be doing radio shows up in heaven. What do you think there, Betty? Should we do some of that?
that would be wonderful.
We won't need equipment, right? We won't need any equipment.
No, we won't need that. They provide the music. They provide everything.
Heaven does.
Need.
The angels do.
Yes, they do.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Angel, what do you think about angels? Speaking of angels, Angel, what do you think about that? Having our shows, and is
cool.
That the epitome of living the good life?
That is definitely the epitome of living the good life.
It certainly is. We're glad you've joined us today. It's the second hour for Living the Good Life right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And I also said a moment ago, Starcom Network, Starcom Radio Network.com. Our shows are played every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. for this show, followed by our Go Yard show for that particular week right at noon. So actually, before this show comes on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, at 9 a.m., my new Spanish show comes on, two episodes, 30-minute episodes. So if you speak Spanish or just curious and want to hear what it sounds like, start with us on Starcom Radio Network Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. through the noon hour, and you're going to have 4 hours of Beacon of Hope Ministries. How about that? That's pretty cool. Okay, so we're going to start this second hour here with this song, People Need the Lord. And I'll tell you, Martha and Mary certainly needed the Lord. And this song is for all of us, and I love it so, by the group Avalon. Listen, and we will come back with more teaching in just a second. This song will bless you. Brings tears to my eyes every time we play it.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go.
Praise God. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. I love that song. Reminds us every time we play it how important it is that we get the gospel out there across the airwaves around the globe, and that's what we're trying to do. Let's go to John 15, verse 14. And here we are in the midst of this situation that Mary and Martha have called for Jesus to come because their brother Lazarus is dying. He's very ill. Jesus stays on longer, 2 days longer, where he is in Galilee. And he tells the disciples, not to worry. In John 15, verse 14, then Jesus became explicit, explaining to the disciples, Lazarus died. You see, he knew that. It's not something that was just a surprise when he arrived at their home. He already knew because he's omniscient, yes, all-knowing. And I am glad for your sakes I wasn't there. This is interesting. This shows that God has always got something up his sleeve. What's he up to? And here's what they say. You're about to be given new grounds for believing. Now let's go to him. New grounds for believing. And Thomas says very negatively and full of unbelief, okay, we might as well go and die with him. I mean, you talk about negativity. And now we're ready for verse 17. But I find this very interesting. I want both of you to comment on this. Angel, we'll start with you. Where Jesus says, I'm glad it worked out this way. You need new grounds for believing.
Well, this is, I think, Jesus really being excited of seeing the big picture.
Right.
Being all-knowing and really realizing, like, this is kind of a foreshadow of what they're going to go through with him and not
right.
much time further than this. And so it was really preparing them that, first of all, that God has this power to raise from the dead, even after someone has been dead for a little bit of time here. And, you know, that he has that power and that this was a great opportunity because when Jesus was to leave them, you know, they've seen it, experienced it for their own self, so it made it easier for them to trust it for when it was Christ who was going through that.
Oh, absolutely, because they saw his amazing power, right? And people uh-huh. need this. People need the power of God in their lives. You know, life's too hard if we never had God on our side, if we don't have God on our side. Some of you out there may be listening today and you go, no, I don't think I really do have God on my side. We're going to talk about that more as we go on in the show. But you need God. People need God. Talk to us, Betty. I need God every single day. I don't know about you, Betty. Can you say you do too?
I do. We live here in Indiana, and sometimes you see people and you wonder how they're even getting by.
Right.
People that are worryful, sad, angry, very unsettled. And you even mentioned the word of Jesus, and it sometimes changes their whole countenance.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it just shows you what the name of Jesus can do and how people make it without the Lord. That song says so much. People need, N-E-E-D, they need him.
Absolutely.
Because they're facing so much adversity and so much turmoil in their lives. I mean, I've got three people that I know of right now that if they would just cry out to Jesus, that their whole existence could change. The whole presence that they stand in is nothing but turmoil and sadness. And he could turn that around for them. So you just have to keep plugging
right.
away at them and letting them see Jesus through you, through your
right.
talk, through
yes.
your actions.
Yes.
And be there for them. You know, maybe they haven't accepted him quite yet, but maybe if they say, you know, there's something different about you, what is it? And you can begin to share that with them, and so that those people that do need the Lord will find him.
Amen. Woo! That's what it's all about. Let's look at verse 17 of John 15. When Jesus finally got there, few days late, he found Lazarus already had been dead for 4 days. Now, this is significant, the 4 days, and Jesus knew this, because the rabbis taught at that time that it was after the third day dead and in the tomb that the spirit left the body. That's not scriptural, but that's what they taught. And so for him to be dead 4 days was very important, because that was kind of like the do or die moment. He was already, do or die. He was, no pun intended, he was already dead, really, really dead. And his spirit would have already left, according to the rabbis, even though we know that not to be true. But that was what they taught, okay? So Jesus goes there, and Mary and Martha are sympathizing. They got a lot of people that are sympathizing with Mary and Martha. Martha heard Jesus was coming, went out to meet him, and Mary stayed in the house. We're not exactly sure why. Maybe she was still overcome with grief. We don't know. But Martha said, "Master, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you." Now, this is fascinating because we so often in our Christian walk say, "God, if you would have just paid attention to my situation, this wouldn't have happened." Or, "God, if you would have intervened sooner," talk to us about that, Angel.
You know, it's so easy for us to get on the blame wagon when it comes to things not working out the way we expected.
The blame game? The blame game?
We do. It's easy to give God the blame because, you know, he's all-knowing and he's God and he's all-powerful, and we should just expect him to do the way we think it needs to turn out to be the way we think it's right. And, you know, his plans aren't our plans, and he's looking, you know, his view is much more dynamic than ours. And because then we get angry at God when it doesn't work out.
It does. We do.
Kind of like, you know, throwing those little three-year-old temper tantrums, kind of when you see those little kids in the store that aren't getting a toy in the very moment, you know, because the parents have the big picture scheme of we need to pay our rent or our electric bill instead of buying this toy for our child at this time. And we're kind of acting like that when we do that.
So you're saying it's not okay to blame God. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying absolutely it's not okay.
And if we are blaming God and we're mad at him, and a lot of times resentment gets so bad, and maybe some in our audience can relate to this, so often we get so resentful and mad at God that we need to learn to forgive him. You want to address that, and then we'll go to Betty on this.
Yeah, we do have to forgive him because, first of all, it holds us back. It keeps us from him. It keeps us tapped out because we're the ones angry. We're the ones growing bitter. We're the ones that are disconnected, and we're the ones that are losing. And, you know, God's ways are never to harm us.
Right.
We may get some challenge and refinement in the process, but it isn't harm. And so we do have to let that go against God, or we can't move forward. Well, it'll hold us back with him.
Amen. You want to address that, Betty? I think so often we do harbor unforgiveness, and we're kind of angry and we blame God, don't you think that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I know 3 years ago, we went through a tragedy. I'm sure other people have went through tragedies similar to this. But you understand, God understands when we get angry, but he gives us that will to say, "Father God, I'm sorry, but I'm hurting right now.
Right.
I'm kind of mad at you, but I want you to forgive me and to help me overcome this anger and this, because it's tearing me apart." And sometimes I think that our spirits are in such turmoil when we have unforgiveness. Because when we forgive someone, literally frees us up to be able to accept the things that we have no control over, because God is in control. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
He always will be. And until we come to that realization that he is alive and he is alive forevermore, he is the resurrection and the life. And once we practice that power of forgiveness, it frees us to the point where we can become alive again. Our dead bones become alive. Our hardened heart becomes softened, and we drop down some walls so that either the Word of God or like a word from what you do on Facebook, it can minister to us. And I mean,
absolutely,
when it ministers to us, it helps us to heal.
Amen. Absolutely. That's why we're doing that Facebook thing. And that is every Wednesday night at 7:30. We'll mention that again at the end of the show. Just go to my page, Marcia McAllister, and friend me or whatever, or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you'll see it live Wednesday nights at 7:30 for about 15 minutes teaching the Word. And so here we are in this situation. Jesus shows up. Lazarus has been dead 4 days. Martha says to him, "I know you could have done something about it," basically. And she goes, "I know that he'll be," and Jesus says, "Your brother's going to be raised up." Now, Jesus meant right then. Martha goes, "I know at the end of time he is, because I believe that you're the resurrection and the life, and that you're going to raise us up at the end of time." But in verse 25, Jesus says here, one of his I am statements about himself. There are seven of these in the book of John. This one I love. I am the resurrection and the life. He says that about himself. And the one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives, believing in me, does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? She said, yeah, Master, I believe that all along. You're the Messiah that came into the world. And then she went to get her sister Mary, okay? And so Mary comes to where Jesus is waiting. In about verse 32, she falls at his feet. Master, if only you'd been here, my brother would not have died. Here we go again, angel. If only, Jesus, you would have done it the way I expected it to be done. Talk to me, angel.
You know, and that's it. That's a humanist. I love that we get to see these pictures because...
Me too. Love it.
It's just as human as I am.
Exactly.
And, you know, we go through that if only, if only, if only. And here in a few minutes, you know, that if only is going to become unimportant and it's to probably forget that this statement, that was the statement of pain. That's the statement of, you know, emotional pain. Our brother's gone. And if only we want to blame and have other, you know, this is because you didn't intervene and you could have intervened. And so in a few minutes when, you know, Jesus does his thing and raises Lazarus from the dead, that all that whole conversation is going to be meaningless to her.
Right.
That's a cry of pain.
It's a cry of pain. It's a cry of pain. Yes. Talk to us about that, Betty, because she's right on there.
Well, that's the part that Jesus wants to heal. He wants to heal the human part of us. He wants us to be more like him. He wants us to love one another as Christ loves us. And it's such a powerful thing to be able to say, I serve a risen God.
Mm-hmm.
I serve the Lord that, you know, raised Lazarus from the dead. I serve a Christ that is risen.
Praise
and
God.
Is coming again. So it's such a testimony to people to see us come through the fire, and we're not burnt. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And I to go right along with that, with you, when you look at this verse here, we're in 33. When Jesus saw her sobbing, this is John 11, he did not berate her for misunderstanding or the fact that she was a little irritated and annoyed that Jesus hadn't come sooner. He does not berate her at all. When he saw her sobbing and the Jews sobbing, a deep anger welled up within him, not at them, but at death. Death. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. And he goes, where did you put him? Jesus, come, Master, come and see, they said. Now, verse 35 is the shortest verse in the entire Bible, and it's simply two words in most translations. Jesus wept. Talk to me about that, angel, before we do this song.
Totally the humanity of Christ is feeling. He feels, he has the compassion and empathy to feel our hurt and our pain.
Yes.
And although he knew that the ending of this story was going to be super amazing and positive, in that moment, their pain, he felt. He feels our pain and our hurt.
He feels our pain. And this song is by the group Selah, and it's You Deliver Me. And guys, so often we need to be delivered from our pain and our suffering, from the way death affects us, because death does. Betty, you just mentioned 3 years ago, that's the birth and death of your little grandson, Grayson, who only lived 33 hours. And it was a terrible loss for Megan and Ben and you and Joe and the whole family to lose that baby, who would have been 3 years old, pretty close to right now. And when we experience death, when we experience loss in our lives, it is a painful time, and nobody is saying it isn't, because it is, because we are human and we have emotions and we have feelings, and it hurts us, especially when it's a death of a young child, especially when it's the death of somebody you're close to. It is a time of pain, and at that moment, we need to be delivered from our sadness, from our grief. Not that you will not miss that person. You'll miss that person. You'll miss baby Grayson his entire life, Betty. But we need to be delivered from the grief, right? You want to comment on that before we do this song?
Yeah, and, you know, through all of this, God has received glory.
Yes.
You have to work through the emotions that one feels when someone has passed, especially a child.
Right.
Because you didn't get to do...
It's okay. We understand. It's okay.
You know...
You didn't get
hard.
To do all that stuff that you wanted
you
to do.
You didn't get to do all the stuff that you had thought that you wanted to do with him. But knowing that and believing that someday that we will see him again standing beside the Lord gives us peace.
Amen.
And it gives us an opportunity to minister to those who have lost loved ones. Because even Jesus at that point in time, we knew that his presence was in the room.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, how can you say that, Betty? And I can say it with love in my heart that Megan's prayer was that Grayson would not suffer any pain.
Right.
He did not. His spirit, he was with Jesus the entire time.
Yes.
From the time he was conceived to the time he was born. And you can see it through through Megan, well, through all of our family's testimonies, is that, yes, we grieved, but we're over it, but it doesn't mean that we won't miss him.
Right.
And, you know, certain times come up, but that's when Jesus holds us closer, and we want to be more closer to him because he eludes peace. He eludes love and contentment and consolation because he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for us for that purpose.
Amen.
I think if Jesus would have he was in that hospital room long before we ever knew it.
Right, sure.
And he knew the big picture.
And he knew what was about to happen.
He knew what was going to happen, and he knew. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. We prayed. We wanted a Lazarus moment, and that's what we prayed for, was a Lazarus moment. But what that Lazarus moment meant to my family was that we were raised up.
Right.
We were set upon a rock, and so that we could give God the glory. And
that's
what happened to us, is that it woke us up. It woke us up to the glory and the grace of Almighty Woo. God.
So we get delivered from everything that would hold us from seeing that glory. Enjoy this song. I love it. You Deliver Me by Selah.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. And when the road is winding way too a sinner whose sins have been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given you. When the
Thank you, Lord, that you do deliver us. Those times in our lives where we are so brokenhearted, those times where we don't know what to do because the pain is so strong, those times in our lives where we miss that person we have lost, or we're just grieving things in our lives that we have not been able to control or stop. Lord, all those times you were right there. You don't leave us. You were right there when Lazarus passed into eternity. You were right there. But you had a different plan for him. And Lord, you have a plan for us. You want us to come alive. And you want these dead places in our lives to be absolutely resuscitated with your life. Lord, you desire that our life, our pain, the struggles that we have, be something that can bless others, and that we can grow closer to you, and others will grow closer to you because of what we have found in you, the Comforter, the Mighty God, who sees our pain, takes that pain, and heals that hurt. We thank you, Lord, that we don't forget these we've lost, but that we do remember that regardless of the amount of pain involved in the loss, you were there, right there, and are still there with us all the way until we see you in eternity. So God, we thank you that you sent us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. We give you glory and praise because the Comforter does put that Holy Spirit salve on our wounds. And allow us to remember the good times and to rejoice that our loved one is in your presence out of pain and suffering here. So, Lord, you get the glory and the praise. And we thank you for what you did with this story with Lazarus, with Martha and Mary, and how they were able to be reunited with their brother right here on this earth. And what an amazing story and event this was. We're still talking about it over 2,000 years later. Your resurrection power, because you said, I am the resurrection and the life. And so therefore we can have life eternally if we know you as our personal Lord and Savior. So we thank you, Lord, that we can be resurrected into new life eventually, and that we can be reunited with our loved ones that have gone before us. You get the glory and the praise for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wow. Talk to me, Angel, please. What?
He just wants us to trust him.
Yeah.
He just wants our faith. There we believe he can.
Yes.
Trust that he will in a way that to help us and not hurt us.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. Talk to me, Betty. Unless you're crying like I am.
No, I, there comes a time in our lives when we have to say, God, I can't do this anymore. I am. I'm tired. You know, I'm a powerful prayer warrior, but I'm tired. I need your help.
Right.
And that's where the power of His Holy Spirit is so prevalent in our lives.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, some things that maybe hit us harder than it does most is that Jesus is with us.
Yes.
And He's with us every step of the way.
He never leaves us or forsakes us. That's what His Word says, you know. The most frequent promise in the Word of God, and some theologians have said it's 365 times in the Word. I don't know. I've read that many places. 365 times, which means once for every day, because we need it every day. I am with you always. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's God saying that promise, His most frequent promise in the Word of God. I am with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's right here in this situation, isn't he, Angel? He does not leave Martha and Mary in this pain and suffering here. Instead, he knows that God is going to get a lot of glory if he got permission from the Father. He only did what the Father told him to do. So the Father says, you know, in this case, we're going to raise Lazarus up because God's going to get a lot of glory out of this. Obviously, we're still talking about it 2,000 years later, right? And so Jesus is mad at death. He's mad at death. He's not mad at the situation because, you see, the devil is death, right? Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, meaning the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. Jesus is not the author of death, but the devil is. And Jesus knew right here that as he was angry about what the devil had done, he also knew that the good news is God was going to get some glory out of this, a whole lot of glory out of it. So Jesus goes to the tomb. The sister of the dead man, Martha, says, I'm in verse, I don't know, about 39 or 40, says, Master, by this time there's a stench. He's been dead 4 days. Verse 40. Of John 11, Jesus looked her in the eye. Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And I think God wants us to hear that today, Betty. Don't you believe that if you really believe that whatever your circumstances are, that God can get glory out of your problem? Or your situation. Talk to me about that, Betty, because Jesus said, don't you believe that God's going to get glory here? God wants to get glory here. Talk to me, Betty, then we'll go to Angel.
Well, I think that what you're saying is right on, is that even through the storm, God is protecting us. He's
yes.
protecting us with His wings. He's protecting us with His right hand,
right.
His righteous right hand. So there comes a point in time when we are going through a trial, a tribulation, a storm, whatever you want to call the problem that you're having, is that God does give us a promise.
Right.
All of His promises are true, and they're in this book called the Bible.
Amen.
And when we talk about provision, is that we have, this is when God gets the glory.
Yes.
Because he foresees what's going to happen in your life.
Right.
Okay, you may be standing in the middle of the road. It's pouring down rain. You've got a flat tire, and you think, okay, God, where are you? Where are you in this? And within just a matter of a few minutes, you can feel the peace come over you because you, my dear listener, you're the one that's asked for the help.
Right.
And as soon as you call that name, it sends it into action through a prayer, through just a word. Whatever you have to say to Him, He's listening. And you say, well, how can He listen? When he heard the prayers and the tears and seen the tears of Mary and Martha, he reacted. And that's what he does when he sees our tears. He reacts. Because when we, this is a stupid analogy, but when we hurt, he hurts.
Right.
When we're happy, he's happy. And that's where he wants us. He wants us in that growing stage. And sometimes, you know, when they stay with kids, you know, they have growing pains. Well, we have this in the Spirit. We have growing pains where we think, okay, God, where are you in this situation?
Right.
You read His promise in the book and says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You know, I am the resurrection. I am God. I am. I am the King of Kings. And
right.
we have to believe that, Pastor and Dr. Angel, we have to believe that with all of our heart, that God is our deliverer.
Amen.
He does set us free.
Yes.
And it's just, it's something that we have to acquire through prayer, through the reading of his word, through the ministries of you, like you, Pastor Marcia, through the ministries of Pastor Jim, through the ministries of whoever, you know, your minister is or your pastor, is that they give you hope.
Right.
They give you encouragement when you need it.
Amen.
And it's just,
oh, praise
sometimes
God.
It's just amazing. It still amazes me the things that, if I look back and I look back through my journals of what I had back in 1980, 1986, through up to 2017, what God has brought me through.
Yes. But he's brought you through. That's the point,
he's
right?
He's brought me through it. And you know what? I lived through it. It didn't
yes.
kill me.
Yes.
And I came out. I came out on
stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
Woo, amen. Angel, do you want to comment on this? And then we're going to roll the stone away here.
I have to say, I really enjoyed today. So it's been, you know, sometimes it gets hard to continue trusting on when there's real stuff happening. You know, this is real stuff. This her brother was gone. You know, for that moment, and he died, and that's the real. And to continue just knowing and pushing forward, and I'm going to trust because he's God, and
amen.
He's amazing, and he is going to do what's best and perfect plan. Maybe not my plan, but his
plan.
Just learning to trust that, because that's really hard. Like, in the middle of the hard pain and the hard emotion and the hard grief of losing someone, especially, but any of those things that we go through that really challenge
yes
our concept of our safety of our world. And that's kind of, when you lose your brother, you know, that was kind of like, oh, how, what's going to happen to us? You know, I'm sure all of that was going through.
Oh, yeah.
And so just continue to push forward, even
push forward.
When
don't
we're
give
not
up.
Sure.
That's right. So here we are. We're in verse 40. Jesus looks Martha in the eye after she says he's been dead 4 days and he smells. Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Then to the others, he said, go ahead, take away the stone. They removed the stone. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and prayed, Father, I'm grateful that you've listened to me. I know you always do listen, but on account of this crowd standing here, I've spoken so that they might believe that you sent me. Very important concepts right there in that verse. Notice Jesus didn't bow his head and close his eyes. That's our tradition. Jesus, so often when he prayed, he raised his eyes and looked up to heaven, to his Father, and he prayed, and he just talked to him. Father, I'm grateful that you've listened to me. It's not any big fancy prayer. He just simply says, and that's the way he wants us to pray too. Very simply, Father, thank you that you've listened to me. I know you always listen, but because of all these people standing around here, I wanted you to know, and I wanted to declare that so that they will believe that you sent me. And in verse 43, then he shouted. I love this. He shouted. And, you know, shouting in the Word of God, we are told to shout. That's how the walls of Jericho fell down. There are so many verses about shouting. We'll teach on that sometime. Very important that we come out of our shell and shout. And then he shouted, Lazarus, come out. And he came out, a cadaver, wrapped from head to toe with a kerchief or a handkerchief over his face. And Jesus said, unwrap him and let him loose. And then a couple verses, chapters later, we see Lazarus is back at the table with the family, and they're all having dinner together again. Whoa. 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 I'm going to get your comments, Betty and Angel, on this in just a minute. We're going to play this song, Holy Spirit, by Francesca I can never say her name right. Battistelli. That's really what it is. Is that right?
That's it. Battistelli.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Amen. Let that be your prayer today. Praise God. Let that be your prayer right now for your life. Lord, we want all of your glory.
To
be overcome by your presence, Lord, that is what we want. Lord, we want you so strong and alive in our lives that we are not the same person after this show today, even that we were before. We want to be so aware of your presence, mighty God. We want you to change us from the inside out. We want to be your soldiers. We want to be your ambassadors and disciples of peace and healing and joy. want to give you both an ample opportunity to sum up what we you feel like we've been saying today. And Betty, I will start with you. And just talk to us and let's just share.
Well, I think that, you know, after hearing that song, that, you know, you can feel the presence of Almighty God wherever you are.
Right.
You don't have to be in a church. You can be in your car. You can be in your prayer closet, just alone. You could be out on a boat. You can be standing in the middle of your yard with your dogs and your horses.
Right. That's you.
That's me. You just are overcome, not necessarily with emotions, but you have an overwhelming calmness, a peacefulness that you haven't felt for so long. And that's when God lets, he's telling you he wants you to live and live free.
Amen.
Because he wants you to be free from worry, doubt, and fear. He wants
you
to come into his presence with singing.
Yes.
You come into his presence accepting him as your Lord and Savior.
Right.
And that song that you played just now, and then people need the Lord, if just one person today accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that there's a celebration that goes on in heaven. And I just pray that everyone receives the joy that I've experienced in my life, and I know that you and Angel have.
Amen.
Whether it be through your grandkids or whatever, is that that's the joy that comes from knowing the Lord, is that there's so many blessings that we have that we take for granted.
Right.
And, you know, just the presence of having, you know, someone, a friend or whatever, talk to you about Jesus is talk to them.
Right.
Listen to what they have
Amen.
To say. And just like someone says, hey, I want what you got, you know, and it's just, it may not be a piece of cake, that's what they're talking about, but they're saying, I want what you have inside of you.
Right. Amen.
The same, like I say, in the Bible, the same God that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in us.
Amen.
And it's a glory to know him. It's a glory and a blessing to be able to be on the radio with you and all of the radio team members, and today, especially with my friend, Dr. Angel. This show has just really blessed me and helped me to overcome some things that I went through this week.
Yeah.
That I thought I had given over to God, and I hadn't. He had shown me through all of this that you just don't have to give me the big stuff too, Betty Lou. You can give me the little stuff too. And I
Amen.
Did. And
Amen.
It's just been a blessing to be with both of you and having the Lord's presence
Amen.
In the show today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, so
thank you, Betty, for being on. We really appreciate your time and so excited that you're coming down here and going to be with us 10 days and on the air with us and for our big Resurrection Day celebration and 10th year anniversary. All wonderful. And before we get to Dr. Angel, I just want to say, audience, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the presence of Jesus, it's very simple. Because Romans 10, 9, and 10 says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that not only is Jesus Christ the Son of God, but that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. It also says in Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need the Savior. We need a moment in time where we invite him in. If you have not done that, go to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Look at that. And look at how much God loves you in John 3:16 and 17. And pray and invite Jesus into your heart if you have not ever done that. Now's the moment, the time to do that. Angel, let's hear from you. Thank you, Betty. You're just a blessing. And we'll see you in just a couple short weeks, three, I think. So it's pretty quickly, or four. I don't know. I have to look at the calendar. Three from tomorrow, is it, maybe? I think it is. I think it's three from tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty soon it's coming. Angel, talk to us.
I love doing the show with you ladies, too. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you get in and talking about these topics, and you're right. We're living it, too. And they speak to me as much as anybody else, and I love that. And I think what really resonated, one of the things today with me, was just Christ feels what I feel. And when I'm hurting, he feels that pain.
That's right.
And that compassion is there. And
yes.
I'm not alone in it. No matter how alone I may feel in that moment, it's not true.
Right. He's right there. Yeah.
Just to hold on to that. And he does want what's best for me and for my life. And just to hang on to that, because in the moment it may not look like it's the best thing.
Right.
You know, it can be full of all kinds of challenges and bumps and difficulties, but just trust.
Trust God.
Just trust.
Amen. Angel and Betty, thank you both so much for being on the show today. And dear audience, if you say, that was a really good show, I want to hear that again. Well, Pete will have it up on podcast this evening. So just go to go to www. I'm not tired. TantalkNetwork.com and go to podcasts and go to Living the Good Life and you'll find it up there tonight and it stays there. So, all right. So just a last couple minutes. If you want to be a financial partner with us, go to our website, which is bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations. It'll open up a window for PayPal. You can give tithes and offerings there. All money that comes in there goes to the bills of the radio broadcasts that we have everywhere. So just know that your money will go to spreading the gospel, not for salaries, not for clerical, not for anything but radio bills. So bohmglobal.com, bottom of the homepage, donations, opens up PayPal. So we welcome you to become a financial partner with us. And we welcome you to join us again next Sunday afternoon, right at this same time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Every week we are on at the same time. This show will be heard again this weekend at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Our final song is always the same because we love it and it says what we want to say. It's not far to Jesus. He's right there. He's always there, listening to you, hearing your prayers. Answers when we call, so don't forget that. This has been Betty Thomas in Connersville, Indiana. Dr. Angel Falzone right here in Indian Rocks Beach. And me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, right here at the station in Clearwater, Florida. Beacon of Hope Ministries. Our website again, www.bohmglobal.com. God bless you. And go to podcast here at tantalknetwork.com to listen to this show again, Living the Good Life. God bless you. See you next week and have a great week. And we hope to hear from you. You can write us prayers at bohmglobal.com or me personally, pastor at bohmglobal.com. God bless you. Have a great week.